Keep pushing. Hey, keep fighting. You gonna step it up.
Everybody working. Now challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for you.
Drop, drop, drop.
Hey, he drop.
Go.
He played the maze, baby. Let's get him. Mom, first hands off. 60 minutes. Go, man. 60 plus minutes.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you on this Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. It's Fan Appreciation Week. The Eagles saying thank you to the great Eagles fans for another really just passionate, dedicated, we know it's frustrating season here with the Philadelphia Eagles, and we've got a couple of giveaways to give away later today. We want to take your predictions. We want to congratulate the Eagles Pro Bowl players, running back LeSean McCoy, offensive tackle Jason Peters, defensive end Jason Babin, and we'll welcome in Merrill Reese shortly. Andy Reid meets the media at 11:40, so a lot going on here as the Eagles prepare for their season finale against the Washington Redskins on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field at 11:30. We begin our coverage. We've then got the kickoff show at 12:30, the halftime report live from Lincoln Financial Field, and of course, the postgame show presented by Rico. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. Eagles looking to finish 8-8 and 5-1 in this NFC East. Of course, it is hollow. We understand the hollow achievement here, but Eagles want to finish on a good note, and hopefully they will against a Redskins team that has really been playing some pretty good football. So it should be a nice matchup, a quality matchup for the season finale. All the starters will play. Wow, Sam Bradford. Way to duck away from the pressure. Jeez. We begin today on the phones. 215-339-6709 is the number. Let's begin with Carl in D.C. Carl, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Happy holidays to you.
Happy New Year, Carl. How are you?
Excited about Sunday.
Good. I like to hear
only
that.
Only because since I live in Washington, I get a lot of hell with the Eagles thing on the back of my truck.
Well, I can't imagine the Redskins fans are doing too much woofing these days. Five wins down there. But they seem to be playing well with Rex Grossman. I'm shocked.
They are, but I want to see our guys finish this four-game in the season with this four-game winning streak and play like they played the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. Last 3 weeks have been nice, and I wrote this yesterday. I don't really know how much it creates momentum come next September, but I know it creates a better feeling right now here, and it just is better to win than it is to lose, Carl. I don't like to lose.
I see the carryover. I think it's all individual on how much they look at it. But you know the wave what we're seeing these last 3 weeks. And I was trying to. I think they quoted either Merrill did, because I listened to Merrill and keep the Fox broadcast down low because I'm not a Joe Buck fan. I can't stand him.
Okay.
But you know on just. How much the Eagles have improved on defense when everybody's on the same page. I saw them being proactive on these plays instead of reactive. You know, and I see Vic reading coverage better. I just see a lot of positives going forward that I think with the season of OTAs, you know, everybody screaming for a linebacker, you know, in the first round of the draft. You bring in a guy who's a first rounder. Yes, he may be impact, but again, he's got to learn the system.
Yeah, but look, I think we all would agree though. There is a need for help on defense. Personnel needs. They've played very well the last 3 weeks, and if the Eagles were to get a linebacker in the draft, I've got no problem with that. I don't whether they bring in a linebacker, a lineman, a safety. They need more playmakers on defense just to make sure. They need to be more stout against the run.
Yeah, they do, but I don't think, hopefully, after the way these guys are playing and with the OTAs, it won't be critical that they draft somebody that has to start.
Well,
They can let him develop.
Well, you've got Jamar Chaney here, so you don't necessarily have to start somebody, but it's time to have a very stout, just man-eating defense. That's
what we need. We need to go back to that defense of the 90s, early 90s.
Well, you'd love that, but that defense of the early 90s had Hall of Famers on it.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait.
Hey Carl, give me a prediction, first of all.
I think the Eagles are going to run a rough shot. Shady's going to have a big day. I'm going to go 28-10.
Carl, on my desk right here, I've got a Jason Avant signed football that I'm going to mail to you because you've been such a great caller all year and
for so long.
Stay on the line. Colin's going to get you, and we're going to get your address here in just a moment, all right?
Dave, keep up. I want to tell you one last thing before you go. I have my son is in Afghanistan, and he loves the Raiders, and I had him watch one of the Eagles live shows, and he is so jealous because the Raiders don't do what we do.
Yeah, and thank you.
The Eagles Live, I love it. I watch it every day or whenever I can. I watch it recorded. Keep up what you guys are doing. I think it's great.
We intend
have a great New Year. Stay safe.
Thank you. Hang on, Colin, we'll grab you here in just a moment.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Carl from D.C. Let's take a little break here. When we come back, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, comes in, as he's been so graciously doing all season long. We talk about the state of the 7-8 Eagles, where they are now, and where they might be in the very near future. We're coming right back on Eagles Live.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
What's up, Eagles fans? This is Trevor Laws. I just want to wish you guys a happy holiday season.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Fresh.
Fresh. Fresh.
We're fresh.
Fresh.
Exciting.
Exciting.
We're loving up.
Inviting.
We'll make your season merry in a fresh new way.
We're fresh, fresh.
Enjoy a freshly made holiday with the freshest ingredients from Acme. It's the recipe for eating well.
We're fresh, fresh, fresh.
We're fresh.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, happy holidays. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you and your family.
Thank you. Well, hey, here we are, 7-8, no playoffs. And the sense of reality, I don't think, has really struck me yet. I mean,
it has struck me. I said to you on the plane going back to Philadelphia, I said, Dave, has he ever felt worse after a win? And you were very upbeat about the fact that they had come up and beaten the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, I'm happy to see that. But I have not felt worse after a win because I knew that what I was hoping for didn't happen, and that was for the Jets to beat the Giants. and put this team in the playoffs. I want a playoff team, and when this team starts ends up short of the playoffs, I'm disappointed, and I really felt it, and I haven't gotten over it yet.
I'm the kind of person where I like to look ahead rather than look back and blame. And so let's look ahead a little bit, shall we?
Sure.
How far away do you think the Eagles are from being a legitimate Super Bowl quality team?
I thought going into this season, and you said not to look behind, but I have to tell you that I thought going into the season.
Do you feel like right now they are?
They were a legitimate quality Super Bowl team. And now I don't know. I can't answer that question. I think they have a lot of talent. I think this is a team that when I look at the teams that are going to be going, it's tough to say that they're what the Green Bay Packers are right now or even the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Those two offenses are just tremendous. But if you look at the two teams that are playing on Sunday night for the right to represent the NFC East, I think the Eagles are as good or better than the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. And that's what hurts so much.
Yeah.
And you see, the formula, Dave, has always been win in your division and you'll be in good shape. But and beat the teams you have to beat. Well, they won in their division. The only game they lost in the division so far was the first game to the New York Giants, and that's a game they should have won. But you go back and you said, I have to look ahead. But I have to say this to you. The San Francisco, the Buffalo, the Arizona games.
Sure.
Win one of those,
sure,
and you're in
sure
this thing.
I don't think there's any question the Eagles are the best team in the division. I mean, they're 4-1 in the division.
Yeah.
Dominating these teams. It hasn't been close, other than the Giants. But as you see that, I mean, do you see a team that is in need of a major overhaul?
No. They're not in need of a major overhaul. They're in need of improvements in different areas.
Which are what?
Well, I think overall on the defensive side of the ball, they have to be better. I mean, this was a year where they relinquished 5 fourth quarter leads. This team has to be able to shut down and seal games at the end. That has to be an overall improvement. I don't think there's any question about that. I think there are some things this year that have grown beyond expectations. I think right now they have one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League, which they didn't as
right
the season
right
dawned.
How about a couple of the personnel questions? Big story in the Philadelphia Daily News today about DeSean Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see many of these. Where do you stand with DeSean and his future here?
I want him back. I want him back.
At any cost?
I'm not the one who does the cost analysis or writes the contracts. I'm just talking about from a football standpoint. Do I want DeSean Jackson back? Yes. I think he's very important to an offense, and I think he opens things up for everybody else, even if his touchdown total is not that high. But I think DeSean Jackson is a tremendous weapon, and I would hate for him not to be back next year. Now, as far as when you're talking about any cost, I'm not up there. I don't know what he is specifically asking for. I don't know what he has been offered. However, and that's the decision only Joe Banner and Howie Roseman, they have to make that decision.
It's interesting, Merrill, because I've talked to fans about this all year, and I certainly love DeSean as well. What do you do? You know that as you look toward free agency, potential wide receiver free agents, DeSean Jackson, Marcus Colston, Reggie Wayne, and who's the other one? Who?
Dwayne Bowe.
Four really good.
Mm-hmm. But I would think Reggie Wayne is pretty much at the end of his career.
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen him play this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's how old, Dave? Is he 35?
Well, he came in with Freddie Mitchell. So how old is Freddie Mitchell? But the point is,
I
wonder
are
what the market will be.
But see, I wouldn't want to see the Eagles have to go out and get a wide receiver. I think they have a wonderful complement of wide receivers right here at this moment. And unless they're going to draft somebody like, you know, Justin Blackmore.
Blackman,
he's a tremendous player.
Yeah. How about Asante Samuel? We saw Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie play well. I don't know how a three-cornerback system like that can work again next year. Rodgers-Cromartie enters the final year of his contract. What would you like to see happen at at that cornerback position. Can you keep all three, Merle?
Probably not. Probably not, and not play them all in the right position. It was an experiment. It was a move that I could understand being made at the time. As a matter of fact, I saw Dick Vermeil at training camp this past summer, and he said, you've got to keep, when you have three corners like that, of that caliber, you've got to keep them because somebody's going to go down. It gives you tremendous flexibility. But I don't know that you can keep all three happy and play all three in their best positions in a case like that. And I would be surprised to see Asante Samuel back.
Backup quarterback, Michael Vick is your franchise player, Merrill. Is Mike Kafka good enough to be your number two?
Haven't seen enough of him to answer that question. I think he's bright. I think he knows the offense. But again, to make that evaluation, you really have to see him under game circumstances. It's tough to say. I think that he has a lot going for him.
Mm-hmm. Middle linebacker. Would you like to see the Eagles add a middle linebacker?
Yes. Yes. But if you talk to Juan, Juan believes very strongly that Casey Matthews is a very talented linebacker and will only get better.
Okay.
But in terms of what I have seen this year, yeah, I mean, you look at the San Francisco defense, which is maybe the best defense in the NFC, and that whole thing is anchored by Patrick Willis. Would I like to see a Patrick Willis? Would I like to see a Brian Urlacher type of middle linebacker anchoring this defense? Absolutely.
Merrill, Andy Reid said the starters will play on Sunday against the Redskins. How do you feel about that?
I think that what you are doing is playing it like a football game, trying to finish strongly, trying to end the season on an up note. On the other hand, it is not a game that's going to get you into the playoffs. So if you can accomplish what you want in the first half and pick up a sizable lead against the Washington Redskins, I could see him letting Mike Kafka have the fourth quarter or the second half of the third quarter on. I can see him. Now, I think you're going to probably see Jaquan Jarrett all the way anyhow.
Yeah, Kurt Coleman reportedly goes on IR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think you will see Jaquan Jarrett the whole time, and I think that's good. I think he's a bright young player.
Yeah, I think the question mark with Jaquan Jarrett is, does he run well enough to cover sideline to sideline? So if he plays an entire game, I think
we'll
it's a great
more.
Opportunity to
we
see.
We will see more, yes.
The other young player, I think Nate Allen's come along.
Nate Allen has played extremely well in the last couple of weeks. And
He's been up and down this year.
Well, but they said going into the season, that and Andy said this, and football people will tell you, that after the kind of injury he had, which was torn patellar tendon, which is just as bad and just as tough to come back from as the torn ACL, that it takes a year. And if you spoke with Nate early in the season, he would tell you that he was out there doing his best,
yeah,
but he was not 100%. I think what we've seen in the last couple of weeks from Nate Allen is a guy who is now healthy and is feeling good. And I still believe that Nate Allen is going to be an outstanding safety, not just a good one. I think he's going to be a special player.
Merrill, we've been waiting also for Brandon Graham to kind of recover from his injury. I look at his situation and say, he really has to show something in the spring when he gets back here in April and show that he's in great shape. Mm-hmm. And then certainly throughout the OTAs that are limited, but they're still OTAs, and then in training camp. But I do not guarantee him making the roster. How do you feel about Brandon? And
boy,
looking forward
I'd be
him?
Surprised if the number one draft choice of 2010 didn't make the roster
if he doesn't
in
show,
2012.
Well, but
that would be a shock.
But why would you grant him that?
I'm not saying you grant anybody anything except for obvious starters or keys to the team. But I'm saying that would be a surprise if he was really misjudged or his injury really wrecked his career that quickly.
Well, I think he's such a key player. I mean, if you can get Brandon Graham up to speed with Babin, with Trent Cole, with an emerging Phillip Hunt, Jaquay Parker's played well as a defensive tackle here.
I mean, Cullen Jenkins
Darryl
has Tappen, been
nice
just
player.
Terrific.
Cullen Jenkins, first alternate to the Pro Bowl.
Derek Landry.
Done a nice job.
Derek Landry has had
a
good season.
Yeah. I like a lot of the things that the defense is showing.
I like a lot of these players.
Yeah, I do. So, again, if you could just separate the team from the record, as you look at the Eagles right now, are they a Super Bowl? It's a dumb question, but what the heck. It's a weird time of the year. Super Bowl caliber team?
I think you can say that this year, that the parts were greater than the sum. Mm-hmm. That the talent was greater than 8-8, if that's the way they turn out. And are they a Super Bowl team? I think, again, not as they are constructed right now. Not as they are playing right now. I don't put them with the Packers. I don't put them with the Saints.
Okay.
But if these players elevate their play, if the young players come up, if a Nate Allen comes back and is the player that I just believe that he's going to be, if a linebacker, if one of these linebackers comes up, I think Brian Roll had a very good season.
I agree.
But if they get better at that position, I think they can be a Super Bowl contender next year. But as I said, I thought they were a Super Bowl. I was delirious this summer. I don't like the term dream team, and I don't think Vince Young should be killed for that, because he threw it out there in such an offhanded way, mm-hmm. and he was only referring to the names of the players who were brought in here. But when summertime was upon us, I was one of those people, when my son, I was on the golf course on a Friday night.
Shocker.
And my son was out with some of his friends, and he called me, and he was at a sports bar, and he said, "Dad, Eagles just got Nnamdi Asamoah." And I said, Nolan, you're not listening. It must be noise. It's the Jets or the Cowboys who got Nnamdi Asamoah." "No, Dad, Eagles just signed Nnamdi Asamoah." I turned to my wife, Cindy. We were playing at a couples tournament, and I said, "Book us for Indianapolis." I mean, that's how good I felt about the fact that when you add a Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, the Jason Babin, a Colin Jenkins, Nnamdi Asamoah, Ronnie Brown to give you depth at the running back position. All these are people whose names we have known. And this was a team, Dave, that went to the playoffs last year and came within one last pass of beating the team that went and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I thought we had right to expect that this team with these additions could go there this year. Didn't you think that?
I did. It really reminds you of what it takes to win in the league. It's not just talent. It is talent, coaching, chemistry. It is mental mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
If you could point to one thing, Merrill, be it coaching, turnovers, injuries, what would it be? The one thing that you wish you could take back? I mean, there's coaching. The coaching staff clearly took a long time to come together. I mean, that is the roster and the camaraderie and the chemistry took a long time to come together. Turnovers killed this team.
Well, that's the biggest difference. The Cowboys were, plus 5 in the turnover department, and the Eagles were minus 12 going into last week's game. That's the big difference, the fact that this team turned the football over more than almost everybody except this week's opponent.
Yeah.
But this team has really thrown the ball and given out a lot of gifts this year. And you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't turn it over. You can't be minus 13, minus 12.
How do you feel about Michael Vick now versus how you felt about him this time a year ago?
The same. I am unabashedly a Michael Vick fan. I think that Michael Vick is a sensational talent. And I think that he's coming off a strong game in Dallas. And that was against the first unit off defense of the Dallas Cowboys. Offensively, you have to talk about the fact that the Cowboys pulled Tony Romo and
he didn't get pulled. He got knocked out.
Well,
he got knocked out.
I believe he would have been pulled.
Did you see the size of his hand?
I saw the size of the bandage.
Yeah,
they showed
a shot of his hand. His hand was huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a legitimate injury.
But Dave, once they clinch, once that game meant nothing in terms of the playoffs, they were going to pull him anyhow. But all right. Take that any way you want. I'm saying that what we did see was the Eagles' offense go against Dallas's first unit defense right on down the line. And Michael played very, very well. And I think he's finishing strongly. The only trepidation I have regarding Michael Vick is his ability to stay on the field. You can't win a game from the bench.
Yeah.
And whether it's by game plan, design, how you use him, you've got to find a way for him to play more than 13 games. He's your guy. But in terms of what Michael Vick can do, I think he is still a student of the game. He works hard. He doesn't just go out there and say, "Let my natural talent take over." He is a leader. These guys worship him in the locker room. He is he's still got one of the great arms I have ever seen, and he still has tremendous elusiveness. So I personally am just as high on Michael Vick as I was last year.
Merrill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave, and have a very, very happy New Year.
Merrill Reese in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
I can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Freshly made holiday with the freshest ingredients from Acme. It's the recipe for eating well.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the community relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2000 together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Major Walton, tell me how you became an Eagles fan.
Originally, my father's from New Jersey, and he, as well as my grandfather, graduate University of Pennsylvania. He went into the Army as well. Even though I pretty much grew up in Virginia, I've always grown up an Eagles fan, even though I grew up in Redskin country, because of his connection with the University of Pennsylvania. And when he was in college, he actually worked for the Phillies selling tickets. So ever since those days, I've always been an Eagles fan.
And you are just home after three tours of duty?
Yes. I just got back from my third tour over in the Middle East here last November, and hopefully it'll be the last one. So we'll have to see.
Describe your experiences there, if you can.
Oh, in Iraq?
Yeah.
You know, you have your ups and downs. It feels really good to kind of see where I was the first time and where we are today and how much progress has been made. Even though it's been a long span of time, just seeing how much things improved over there, it makes you feel really good that your efforts weren't for nothing over there.
Just talk about how special it is to be here today with the family watching an Eagles game. And I mean, it must be a feeling, just amazing feeling.
Well, this is a dream come true. They're both three, and this is the first football game that they've been to. And I hope it's one they remember forever because, you know, this is a dream come true for me. You know, I'm 37 years old, and I've never had an experience like this. So.
How closely did you follow the Eagles when you were over there?
Well, AFN actually played all the games, and I actually watched every game while I was over there. You know, the ups and downs, I felt it just like everybody else watching them do good and then do not so good. So
large community of Eagles fans over there?
Actually, the military has a fair amount of, even though I'm stationed at Fort Hood, predominantly you got a lot of Cowboy fans, there still are a lot of Eagle fans within the military.
part of our Fan Appreciation Week. That is Major Scott Walton, who has served our country heroically in Iraq. He made his way to Arlington, Texas last weekend. And we thank him for being such a great Eagles fan, being part of our Fan Appreciation Week. And we were proud to honor him and to meet his family prior to the Eagles-Cowboys game on Saturday. So thank you very much, Major Walton, in making our country a safer place and just enriching our lives with your few minutes of your time there. That was great. Dave Spadaro with you here. It's Eagles Live. We're live from the NovaCare Complex. 215-339-6709. We've got a phone call. D'Angelo in Houston joins us. Hey, D'Angelo.
What's going on, Big Dave?
How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, man. When had a chance to call, and it took me a few days after we didn't make the playoffs. I just took a few days, had a game my composure. I'm back, though, man.
Well, what is your state of mind regarding the Eagles, D'Angelo?
I'm disappointed like everybody else is as far as we're not going. But, I mean, you can only win the games that's put in front of you. And we played the Cowboys. We beat them convincingly, and that's all you can do. I'm very optimistic. I mean, you know me. I've been optimistic all year, so maybe I shouldn't be this happy. But, I mean, I'm very optimistic. I feel like if we don't do a big overhaul, we keep our pieces there and keep the guys who want to be there, I think we can come back and really make that run for Super Bowl. I just hope we don't just do this whole let's clean house type mentality. I don't like that.
I
just don't like anything about that. I was listening to Maurice talk, and I really want Deshaun Jackson back. I don't know if we can keep Asante. I'm not sure. I highly doubt it just because just the quality player he is and the way cornerbacks, man, you look at it, if before nightfall, the Cowboys are probably going to be calling Asante Samuel anyway. So, I mean, but Deshaun, I think we can really keep him, and I hope we do.
We shall see, D'Angelo. D'Angelo, give me a prediction.
Okay, Eagles 24, Redskins 7.
D'Angelo, in my to my left here, I've got an authentic Jeremy Maclin autographed jersey that I'm going to send to you. Thank you for being such a great fan and being so optimistic and calling and being part of our show. So stay on the line. Colin's going to grab you here in just a second. And again, thank you and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Dave. All right, Happy New Year, man.
You got it, my friend. All right, Dave Spadaro with you here. Andy Reid, as we take a peek into the auditorium, will be along any minute now. It is Eagles-Redskins. We are going to focus on the Eagles and the Redskins here. So yesterday, or was it earlier today? Yeah, earlier today, I guess it was. Last night, the Eagles made the announcement here. Three Pro Bowl players, McCoy, Babin, and Jason Peters. For McCoy, it was his first time. He met with Philadelphia reporters on a conference call. Let's throw to that conference call right now and wait for Andy Reid to arrive and to update the injury situation.
Our first question comes from Chris McPherson of the PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Chris, please state your question.
Hey, LeSean, congratulations on making the Pro Bowl. How did last year not making it serve as motivation for this season?
When I trained this offseason, those were the things that drove me. You know, I worked so hard to get to the Pro Bowl. You know, I thought I would make it, and I didn't, so that was definitely the motivation.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Les Bowen of the Philadelphia Daily. Les, please state your question.
Hey, LeSean, congratulations. Hey, you tweeted earlier that you had to wait until 7, but you already knew by then, right?
No, I didn't know yet.
Didn't know yet? Did you have any doubt? Did you have any doubt he would make it?
Well, it was a couple things. I never know if I was starting. You know, that was something big to me. So a little bit of things like that. I mean, I'm just happy to be part of it. You know, also, I wanted to see what other players made it with me. And, some of the other backs I faced, you know, I thought I was pretty good to go against them. You know, things like that. I wanted to wait to see all those other things.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ruben Frank of Comcast Sports. Ruben, please state your question.
Shinny, to be named not just to the Pro Bowl team for the first time, but to be the starter in a conference that has Matt Forte and a Frank Gore and Adrian Peterson and all those guys. Just talk about what it means to you to be the starter for the NFC in that game.
Well, it means a lot, man. Because, you know, I mean,
you know, I work hard for this stuff, man. I work hard, you know, to be one of the better players, better backs in this conference. And, you know, and so it means a lot to me, to my teammates, the guys that kind of push me, man, and they had faith in me, you know, to reach this type of accomplishment. And also for just a personal thing, and just, I don't know, you think about all the better players, better running backs in the league, you know, and I could call myself one of them guys now because, you know, the Pro Bowl, actually being a starter, you know, and working to beat this, man. It shows you all the hard work, you know, paid off. You know, I always read about Adrian Peterson and Frank Gore. You know, now I got to say that I'm part of them guys, you know.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jeff, please state your question.
Hey, Shady, congratulations. You know, what was it this year that you think separated you from last year? Was it the fact that you kind of became more of a complete running back, especially in short yardage situations?
Say the question again, because I think you said this year I finally became a complete back.
Maybe you became, more of a complete back this year, especially in short yardage situations?
No, I don't think so. I think I've always been a complete back. You know, I wasn't granted as many opportunities this year to get this opportunity to, you know, to make plays on third down, third and shorts, things like that, goal line, you know. So I don't really say I'm being more complete back. Maybe in the fans or the outside eyes, but, you know, not to myself and my teammates.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jeff Mosier of the Wilmington News. Jeff, please state your question.
Hey, Shady, congrats. I'm just wondering, you said that you were kind of motivated making it this year, you didn't make it last year, and now that you say you're in another level, how motivated will you be to try to make it numerous Pro Bowls in your career and really, you know, take that step to where, you know, you're one of the all-time greats? Is that also something that motivates you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the guy I was here before he left, you know, Brian, that competitive nature, I kind of picked up on that. You know, it's the way he competed in practice, you know, he wanted to learn the better backs. You know, and it takes a lot of hard work, you know, so I have a lot more to go. I mean, I just see the stuff I've done so far and the room for improvement, you know, they have to go to be actually a legit elite back, you know, and I just want to just push myself, man. You know, this is just a start.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Bob Grotz of DelcoTimes.com. Bob, please state your question.
Hey, LaShawn, it's Grotz, LaShawn.
Hello,
what's up? Hey, my question is, how sweet does this award come in light of the fact that the Eagles really are a passing team, and there's all these other different weapons in here? Does that kind of heighten the, you know, your satisfaction with making the team?
Not really. I mean, we have a lot of great players on our team. You know, I think other teams they don't have as much weapons around them. You know, we do pass the ball, you know, enough. But also, man, we throw the ball. I mean, we run the ball enough sometimes, too. You know, so it's not that big of an issue. Like, people try to make it, you know, seem like, you know, I'm just happy to, you know, to make the Pro Bowl. You know, hope I can make more, you know, my career. I've got a good team around me, good surrounding, you know, cast around me, supporting camp around me, and I feel like we made it together. Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Les Bowen of the Philadelphia Daily. Les, please state your question.
Hey, Shady. You know, making it for the first time has to be, you know, extra exciting. What did you do when you first heard? Who did you tell first? What were your first thoughts when you heard you were going?
The first person I told was Joe Banner. I said, I need a new contract. Now I'm glad. Well, I just, you know, I texted my mother and my brother and my friends, some of my close friends. And just, you know, we talked about it. I had a feeling, but I didn't know how it would be starting. And you know, that was kind of the big surprise. You know, I just, you know, texted a couple of teammates, you know, and that was really it, man. I'm just happy, you know, to be even mentioned.
And if I can sneak in another one, you know, there's been a lot. Well, it's a shame that they wasted this great year that LaShawn McCoy had. Do you feel like it's been a wasted year?
I won't say wasted year. I think it's a year just, you know, filling each other out. I feel like as a unit, we kind of know what we have, you know, because a lot of new guys, you know, came in and, you know, the expectations was out the roof, was through the roof. You know, I think as a team, we kind of know what we have and we can build on it. You know, I'm never going to try to look at things negative, I'm always positive, and I feel like we have a chance to be a really, really good team, you know, this next year coming up. You know, if everything always goes right and we keep guys here and, you know, a lot of things have to go right, but I feel like we can do it, you know, so I think it's a relief just to know that the kind of players we have here.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jeff, please state your question.
Sean, yeah, I know you're just joking about the contract thing in Joe Banner, but do you feel like this is just another step to having a long and fruitful career here in Philadelphia?
I hope so. You know, I'm a local guy. You know, that plays a huge role in it. And I would love to be here. I love the guys in the locker room. I think the biggest thing about Philly, where when we talk to other players, the first thing I mention is how the coaches are. You know, Andy Reid, you know, he's one of the best coaches, best personalities. You know, he works real hard. And, you know, a coach like that, you want to play for. You know, and I would love to be here, man. And I got quite some time to even just talk about, you know, contracts and stuff. But here on Liars, there's a lot of time to talk about, you know, contracts and stuff like that. But I just want to be here. It's the right fit for me. Not only just football-wise, just to fit in as a person. You know, coach makes everybody feel like, you know, they're part of this thing together. You know, so before Pro Bowl year, you know, everything, you know, y'all treated me with respect and, you know, the same person I am today.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jeff Mosier of the Wilmington News. Jeff, can you state your question?
Hey, Shady. Marty talked earlier this year about how you would pop into some blitz meetings between the, you know, the center and the quarterback, just to kind of make yourself more educated, you know, do everything you could to be a well-rounded running back. Are there any other examples of things that you did like that people don't know about, or is there something that you think you're going to be doing in the future also just to keep making that step that you said to be, you know, a great one?
Well, I mean, as far as dedicating myself each day, you know, to the weight room and things like that, because I'm a smaller back, so, you know, things like that helps me out. And then it's all the kind of just the mental part, but doing things like that, man, just, you know, I want to know how the quarterback sees things, or how the center they pick up blitzes, you know, so we're all on the same page. You know, and that means a lot, man, because, like, I never did that before to this year. So now I can actually analyze and see, okay, well, I see why this protection is like this, or the lineman responds to this protection better. You know, so it helps me to be, I guess, better, you know, on the field. You know, and I think more stuff I'll pick up on like that. I think so far that's probably the biggest thing, you know, I've been doing.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ruben Frank of Comcast Sports. Ruben, please state your question.
Shady, can you talk about how once you become a Pro Bowl player, a Pro Bowl running back, expectations are going to increase? You know, people kind of look at you differently. You know, how do you think you'll respond to that? Do you like that? Do you like that? I mean, they're gonna look for you to gain 100 yards every game, touchdowns every game. Do you kind of like that challenge of having those expectations?
Well, I think it's a challenge, man. I think challenge and each good player, you have to battle with it. You know, you got to step up to the challenge. For each Pro Bowler has went through a time where they had great seasons. You know, every once in a while, you know, they'll go through adversity. It's how you respond, though. You know, I think with the guys around me, I respond the right way, you know. So, I'm up for the task. I feel like each year, man, I want to work to get better. So, and I don't see what's a problem with that. So, the expectations, you know, want me to get better, that's what I'll do. You know, the good thing about being in Philly, I'm not required to do as much as other backs, you know, to their teams. Like, you look at a lot of other guys, they're just them. You know, I'm blessed to have some playmakers around me, you know, to make it easier for me.
Well, Andy Reid should be along any minute now. In the meantime, let's take a quick phone call from Steve in Alabama. Steve, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dave. I'm actually calling from
I usually call from Alabama, but I'm in my hometown, D.C. this time, man.
All right, baby. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, sir, man.
You coming up to the game on Sunday?
I'm happy with the squad and how they playing, man. I mean, I'm disappointed about missing the playoffs.
Stevie,
but I see so much potential in that squad, man. So
you coming up on Sunday, Steve?
Could be nothing but happy for the future.
You coming up on Sunday, Steve?
I won't be there on Sunday. I'll actually be there tomorrow, man.
Wait,
tomorrow and Friday.
Hey,
I got to visit some family.
Hang on the line. Andy Reid addressing the media. Hang on.
All right, injuries. The players that will not practice today will be LeSean McCoy with an ankle sprain, and then Asante Samuel with a hamstring strain, and then Derek Coleman we've put on injured reserve. He has a partial bicep tear, and I'm sorry, what did I say? Yeah, I meant Kurt. Kurt Coleman. We put on injured reserve. Everybody else is going to practice and go through the workouts and get prepared for the Washington Redskins. Again, we look forward to the opportunity of playing the Redskins, NFC East rival, which always generates great competition. So our guys are going to focus in on the game plan and executing it and bring energy to the stadium. Time's yours.
Do you give McCoy and Samuel to be able to play?
Well, we'll see. It's not a high ankle sprain. So we'll just see how he does here. If he can play, he'll play. He wants to play. So we'll just... Yeah, we'll see how he does.
Andy, does Kurt have the kind of injury that would have put him in reserve, say, a month ago, or just the kind of injury you know he's not hurting this week?
Well, it's a 6-week injury. So, and right now, he's seeing a specialist again. So they've already said that it's to see if he needs surgery or doesn't need surgery. And I think when you see it, you can tell it's a pretty painful thing.
He should be back well before the start.
Yeah, no, he should be fine by the start of next year.
Mr. Move to fill his spot.
Right now we haven't done anything there. Howie's looked at a few different guys and along with our own guys. So, but we have not done anything at this point.
Asante for this week, what are your thoughts on his availability?
We'll see. I think it will be a stretch for him to get there. He's got some bleeding back there, and it showed up on Monday, kind of in that upper hamstring area. So I think it'll be a stretch, but he's going to try to do everything to play. It's not by will that he's not not getting better or whatever. So,
what you've seen out of Jaquan Jarrett this season as opposed to what you were expecting, and how big of an opportunity is this for him?
Right, that's right. Jaquan will step in and take Kurt's spot, and he's had a couple opportunities in there when other guys were banged up. So and he did a nice job. So I would just expect him to continue to build on it. Great experience for him, right? So I think it's a positive.
Some guys in and out at safety earlier in the year. Why hasn't Jarrett been able to, I guess, take one of those roster spots and play more this year?
Well, you know what you've seen with Kurt and Nate is that you've seen improvement every week. And so, and it's really only due to that. It's not by effort or knowledge or anything from Jaquan's spot. It's just the other guys have continued to improve, and really, you know, the last month and a half or so have really done a real nice job. No, he did good. He got a little bit tired there towards the end, but that's understandable. He was in there every snap, so he and also played on a few of the special teams. So. But you can tell he loves playing the game. He's into it. I think he had fun being out there, particularly on the outside. We asked him to cover their best receiver in a lot of cases, and he I thought he handled that challenge well.
I don't want to get too far ahead of you, but, you know, with Bunkley, his rookie year, he didn't play a whole lot. Then you had him penciled in as a starter the next year.
Which one was that? Was that
Broderick, okay. Years ago. Do you see something similar with Jaquan, or at least him competing for a starting job when it's, you know, when you guys reconvene?
Yeah, listen, I think when I've said that before, so that's not – I think once many camps start, once the season training camp begins, and it's wide open competition for really every position. That's how it works.
Dominique, you had a returning kicks a while back, and he got hurt. Do you have any plans to try him again there?
I probably won't do that. Yeah, I won't do that.
Ed, the way your team's playing the last 3 or 4 weeks, is it where you expected it to be sort of in the prime of this season? It took longer to get there, or should it have been there earlier?
Well, I think as coaches and as players, I think ask that question, you're going to say we wanted it to happen week one. In reality, there were a lot of moving parts, and that didn't happen. So, and that's a lot of that's my responsibility to make sure that gets taken care of. So, there are a lot of things I could have done better, and with that. But the bottom line is they're together now, and they have an opportunity to play a good football team and continue to get better as a unit.
So you didn't want Asante or Kirk Coleman injured, but does having another week to look at DRC on the outside and a week to see Jarrett, you know, as a starter, does that help you going into the offseason?
Well, listen, if you're searching for positives in the other two injuries, I would tell you that that would be a positive in that. I feel bad for the other two kids, though. That they were injured because both of them wanted to play, and in Asante's case, he still wants to play. Again, I think it'll be a stretch that he makes it, but he's trying to do everything possible. So it's not. But when you're looking for positives, that would be a positive. Now, we have a pretty good idea about Dominic, that he's been out there for a few years there, playing on the outside, and we know what kind of player he is. So. You know, again, Jaquan, that's a little different story. He doesn't have as much experience.
Yeah, how's Trevor Laws doing with the knee?
Trevor's doing, I think he feels better. We'll see today how he does during the practice. We'll move around at a good pace today. So, but I think he's feeling more comfortable.
He seemed to come on last year, especially in your nickel package, and then he worked out like crazy this offseason. Came in this year. Doesn't he have any sacks? Even though you have the wide nine, was he close to the quarterback a lot? I mean, do you feel like he was just as good as last year?
Or? Listen, he made some big plays for us in there. He had some quality snaps. So, I think he's continued to get better. It's too bad that he got the tendonitis and that. So, because he was. You know, he's improving every week. So, and he did work very hard.
Marty's talked about Michael Vick being just a step away from and going into elite territory in terms of quarterbacks. Can you talk about that in terms of what we saw this season and whether he's still on pace for that?
I can give you a positive in that. And first of all, Michael's got an unbelievable attitude. He's had it all year long. I mean, phenomenal attitude. He's tougher than shoe leather. I mean, he's one competitive guy. The players respect him and love him. And the one nice thing to get, when you think about it, Michael hasn't had an off season as a starter to really go through things. And so I'm saying without the lockout, right? So with us, he hasn't had that opportunity. That'll be a positive going into this thing. And I look forward to that, you know, down the road.
Next tweet said, sorry, 2012. A couple of 3 weeks, it seems like he's making even better decisions. He's seeing feel a little bit better, and he's a little bit less willing, less eager to break the pocket and move whether it's the ridge or not.
And I think a lot of that is just being healthy, really, and feeling like he's back now. It kind of started in the Atlanta game with a concussion and then kind of moved from there. So been banged up a little. I think he feels good right now, and I think that that's showing in his play.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. That is head coach Andy Reid, and we will get to the headlines for a minute. Let's talk to Steve. Steve?
Oh,
are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dave.
So you're not coming this weekend? Why not?
Oh, man. Family doing something down here on Sunday, so, and I'm going back to Alabama on the 4th.
Can we convince you to stop by? Can we convince you?
Want me to be down here? I want to be in the city when, you know, having the last game. I want to be around the stadium.
Why don't you come by NovaCare tomorrow, man? We'd love to meet you.
Sure, man. How can I get in, man?
All right, hang on. First, give me a prediction for the game.
Oh, prediction for the game. We gonna win, man. It's gonna be. We gonna win 28-7.
All right, then hang on the line. Colin will take your phone number. We'll give you a call later today.
Okay, cool.
Okay, all right, man.
All right, man.
All right, thanks, Steve. All right, we're gonna come right back here on Eagles Live, get you caught up on all the headlines, including that guy, LeSean McCoy. He'll miss practice today. Will he play on Sunday? He's day to day. We'll get you caught up on everything in just a moment, right here on Eagles Live.
Say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Forty years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Eagles fans, this is guard Evan Mathis. I wanted to wish you all very happy holidays. Bah humbug.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
Well, we've got a very, very special fan on the line during our fan appreciation week here with the Philadelphia Eagles and on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's welcome in Connie Bell, a 45-year season ticket holder, 90 years young. And Connie, we thank you for being such a great Eagles fan. I got to find out how you became such a great fan.
Well, I don't know exactly how I can tell you. I just started. My parents loved the Eagles. Well, loved football, and I started going to the Eagles games, a long, long, long time ago. And I've just loved them ever since.
So 45 years ago, 1966 or so, you started as a season ticket holder?
Yeah, maybe even before. for that.
Okay. What made you just become a fan?
I don't know. I just like football.
Nice.
I have no idea. You know, that's a good question. I really have no idea. I'll tell you, my family liked football also, and so I would hear it, you know, at the dinner table and things of that sort. So,
Connie, I think Eagles fans are very special. When things are going great, I mean, there's no better, more enthusiastic crowd. And when things are going not so great, there's no better, more enthusiastic crowd. You certainly live and die with the team. How would you characterize how you are during an Eagles game?
Well, I just enjoy the game. There's no two ways about it. I love watching them, and I'm always, come on, you got to make it. You got to do it. So I'm just enthusiastic, probably. If they're losing, well, I'm right there trying to, come on, you can do it, you know.
So, Connie, you started as a season ticket holder in Franklin Field. Then you moved to Veterans Stadium and now Lincoln Financial Field.
Right.
Talk about those three stadiums, three beautiful stadiums, and Franklin Field obviously has such a historical relevance.
Yes, with the University of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I liked, the new, of course, our new stadium, whatever you want to call it. I think I'd like that. Really, it's best of all of them. It's really a lovely stadium, and we tailgate before the games, and that's kind of fun too. But we did that at Franklin Field, but the Vet Stadium also, and that was good too. So I'm happy with both. I think maybe a little happier with the Vet Stadium because we were undercover.
Yeah, it gets very cold late in the season. Now, it's been a tough season, you know, 7 wins, 8 losses, such high expectations.
Understand it because it. I mean, right now they seem to be playing much better than they had before. But I don't know. They just couldn't seem to get it together. It was particularly the defense, but they've been better the last 2 or 3 games, which is a help.
Now, Connie, did you do the right thing and raise your children in the right way? And they're all big Eagles fans as well, I hope.
You bet your life.
Very good. No Dallas Cowboys fans among the Bells, right?
No. I will say this. I have my older son is in California, and he's been there for many years, and so he is a Chargers fan, and I don't blame him because he goes to all the Chargers games, but he always tells me, Mom, the Eagles are our second favorite. So that's the way that one is. And my other son is right here in Maryland, so he drives up to the games with me, you know, picks me up, so it's kind of nice.
If there's anything that I can do to help you in 2012, anytime, you make sure to call me, all right?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much for offering.
Connie, thank you very much for being a great Eagles fan.
Thank you for calling.
You got it. We thank you for joining us here in our PhiladelphiaEagles.com studio.
Okay.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
One of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Pump Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Hey, Evan.
Hi, how you doing?
Yep, give us 1 second. Our reporters are still coming up.
Okay.
Hey, Evan, you there?
Yes.
Hey, Evan, hey, it's Jeff McLean from the Philadelphia Inquirer. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, I mean, can you run us through this season? I mean, you know, obviously you weren't drafted, and then to end up with the Redskins, and you, was it originally on the practice squad that you made the team?
Yeah, I actually was drafted. I was drafted in the sixth round.
Oh, I'm but, sorry.
No, it's all right. But, you know, I was cutting final cuts and then brought back for the practice squad, and, you know, it was tough on me, but, you know, I just kind of told myself that I needed to keep myself up and keep preparing for games like I was going to play. And that eventually paid off.
Why do you think your stock dropped? It seemed like, you know, originally you were pegged to go a little higher and then to go in the sixth round. Was that a bit of a surprise?
You know, it's a little bit of a slow start, and, you know, that hurt me. But, you know, it doesn't always matter where you get drafted. Yeah, you're not going to make as much money as you would if you're a second or third round pick or whatever. But, you know, there's a lot of value for running backs in late rounds, and hopefully I can just be one of those guys who comes out and makes a name for himself.
Evan, how difficult was it for you to go from, you know, being a feature guy at Penn State to, you know, kind of having to wait your turn and be patient to get a shot?
You know, it's tough, but at the same time, it's part of the game. You know, when you get to the NFL, you're not going to be a star unless you're, you know, one of those first, second round guys. You know, and I prepared myself mentally for it, and, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at. So.
Did you sense that this was a good spot for you? Because, I mean, it seems like Mike Shanahan over his career has done a good job of taking kind of guys out of running backs specifically out of obscurity and turning them into, you know, guys who can really produce at this level.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the zone scheme. You know, when you have an offensive line, they can block the zone scheme, and you have a running back who's comfortable in it and can see the cuts, it really turns that late round value into something special. You know, we have a couple guys with Roy and Tim also. You know, we have some guys who are really comfortable running the zone scheme, and, you know, we're trying to make the most out of it.
Did Penn State zone block much when you were there?
Yeah. You know, that's what our offense was based around. We didn't do as much of the outside zone compared to the inside, but, you know, it's still all the same kind of, but, you know, it's just about being comfortable.
Can you talk about your debut last week? I mean, you really kind of burst onto the scene and had a real nice game. You know, just talk about that game, and were you surprised by what you were able to do?
No, I'm never going to be surprised by having a good game. I expect myself to, and, you know, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't confident in myself. You know, I was a little bit surprised when they told me I was getting the start because of Roy being injured, but you know, I every week I prepare like I'm going to play a lot, and, you know, I was ready to go in. I wasn't nervous, so, you know, I was very comfortable on Saturday. So,
is the plan for you to start again on Sunday?
I have no idea. I think it all depends on how Roy's feeling.
Evan, I just want to ask you about the Penn State situation. Maybe not so much about what happened, but just kind of looking ahead to, you know, the future of the program and the coaching search. You know, what are your thoughts on that? Where do you see the program heading at this point?
I just think they need somebody who can come in and continue what Joe is doing. You know, keep the tradition alive and not sit there and necessarily try and rebuild the program, but just keep the values that Joe Pond instilled in all of us and just carry that on.
Evan, you grew up in Virginia, correct? Were you a Redskins fan? Or I know you were a lacrosse player, but were you into
you know, the skins growing up?
Not so much. A couple of my friends got me into it a little bit, but when I moved here, to be honest, I was a bit of a Cowboys fan. I know a lot of people have mixed emotions toward that, but you know, that was when I was really young and all that. So it I don't think it really affected anything. So,
Evan, what's been your biggest adjustment in terms of coming to the NFL as a rookie?
I think everybody's thinking, you know, I think the being on the practice squad helped me with, you know, I was going against the first team defense and getting used to that speed and everything. So I really think that helped me adjust to it.
And that was Evan Royster, Washington Redskins, running back, Penn State product. Had a very nice game last week for the Redskins against the Vikings. Let's get you caught up on some of the headlines of the day. On this Wednesday here at the NovaCare Complex, Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live. Eagles put Kurt Coleman on injured reserve. So that means Jaquan Jarrett will start against the Redskins. Good chance to evaluate him. Andy Reid saying that Asante Samuel is a stretch to play Sunday with that hamstring injury. There's some blood in the back of the hamstring. Unlikely to play, I guess, was the way it sounds. And LeSean McCoy missing practice today is day-to-day with an ankle sprain that is not a high ankle sprain, but it is an ankle sprain, and sure hope he gets out there on Sunday. Tonight, Eagles Nightly brings you up to date on everything, and we begin talking about the 2012 NFL Draft. Tony Pauline from Sports Illustrated joins us. Let's go to Herb in Philadelphia. Herb.
Hey,
hi.
Dave. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Do you want me to leave your tickets at the will call?
Is that the normal way? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
That'll work.
What's on your mind today, Herbie?
I want to give you my score.
Yep.
31-13.
Blowout!
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yep. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what Tony Pauline has to say. I'm starting to get into that mode a little bit.
Oh, it's such a... You know what's interesting about the offseason? Because of the new CBA... Now, normally, the off-season conditioning program would begin in mid-March, and you kind of get back into the flow of things. Now, from my understanding, it doesn't begin until mid-April.
Yeah.
Players don't come in until mid-April. So it's very difficult for teams to evaluate some players. I mean, for example, I want to see what kind of shape Brandon Graham's in that first day of the minicamp. Or I'm thinking, boy, maybe defensive end's an issue.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed when I heard, like, he was talking when he was getting ready to come back that he was a little overweight and he had to get back down to weight and stuff like that.
Big time disappointed.
You know, there's no reason for that. You know, you have to being injured doesn't mean you can't do the best you can everywhere else.
Right.
And I hope he does. Well, that's the biggest question mark.
Well, I asked Merrill some of these questions. I want to know who the backup quarterback's going to be. I want to know what they're going to do with DeSean Jackson. What are they going to do at cornerback? Brandon Graham is a question. The safety positions are questions. And then linebacker. And the rest of it, you're in pretty good shape. Evan Mathis, of course, you would like to retain him. Not as many questions personnel-wise going into the offseason. Evan wins at this point, but I don't have the answers yet. I don't know. I do not know.
I'm almost dead certain that Asante won't be back.
Well, how do you know that? What if you don't want to offer him for what people are going to give you?
Well, I honestly think they're going to end up cutting him.
Hmm.
Because he's got a real big contract next year, and I don't think you're going to get anything of any value for him. And then they have to pay him the big, you know, they structured it so that this year is a low contract in the next 2 years or higher. So I got a feeling he's just going to be released.
Well, it would be, we'll see. Remains to be seen. We'll start talking about it on Monday, though, Herb.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's for sure. Hey, thanks for the phone call.
Okay, bye-bye.
You got it. All right. That's the great Herb in Philadelphia, everybody. Dave Spadaro with you here. Eagles Live, the name of our show. We are live for the next 30 minutes or so, 40 minutes. Taking your phone calls, talking Eagles, 215-339-6709 is our telephone number. Eagles Redskins to end it. Boy, we thought back in July and August,
this game would be the celebration heading into the playoffs. Not the case. Casey in Doylestown joins us. Hi, Casey.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm fine today. How are you?
Okay. Got back from Dallas the other day. I was a little disheartened watching the Jet game in my hotel in the first half, and then reality set in. But, you know, I thought they played pretty hard, even though there was nothing on the line, which was a good sign.
As disappointed as I was in the Jets and as I was blogging this and cursing out Mark Sanchez, the reality is the Eagles put themselves in that situation, right?
Yeah, I know. But it was, the Cruz play just killed me. Third and 10 on the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
And they got double coverage and he breaks a tackle and scores. I'm saying to myself, I mean, can this football season get any worse for us? But anyway, I thought DeSean Jackson had a great game the other day and, again, showed how he stretches the field, showed how he gets double coverage. And Mike Vick really, really likes throwing to him. So, as a season ticket holder and a guy who goes to every game, home and away, for the last 5 years, please sign DeSean Jackson. Compromise somehow, make him an offer, and keep him on the team. I don't want to see him in another uniform. I know one team that would snatch him up real quick would be New England. So I don't want him leaving. I want him on the team. If I can get a Happy New Year resolution, I want the coaching staff back. I don't think it's the coaching staff that were our issues. I think we had too many new players at the wrong time of year with the lockout, and it's showing now as they're playing better. Now, granted, that New England game still is on my mind. I mean, they made us look pretty bad that day, and they were one of the best teams in the league. But I just think one more, you give this coaching staff another run. It doesn't hurt everybody. They're all signed. And improve the team, as they always do, with some new moves, with a better draft. And if this team can win 8 games, because I think they're going to win Sunday, with all the bad turnovers and penalties and missed tackles, and they get a good offseason and better coaching, we can win at least 10 games next year. So,
hey, I'm looking for a big bounce back, Casey, no doubt about it. Hey, give me a prediction for this game.
I just see, 28-13, something like that, Eagles.
Hey, Casey, I want to thank you for being such a great fan. I'm going to send you out a Mike Patterson autographed football. Mike Patterson, of course, the Ed Block Courage Award winner. So if you would hold on the line, Colin will take your information.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
And thank you, and Happy New Year to you as well. So
I'll see you. You guys are doing that training, that Eagles camp for men or something. I'm going to try to do that this year.
The Men's Academy?
Yeah, so maybe I'll see you there because I'm a golf pro. It's hard for me to get off to do that, but I'm going to try to do it next year.
Oh, great. Great. So you're still playing out there, you and Merrill?
Yeah, well, I'm a pro in New Jersey, and I live in Doylestown.
Okay.
And
what track?
I'm a pro at Colonia Country Club, which is kind of in between Philadelphia and the Meadowlands private club. And,
nice.
But
nice
I still live
gig.
In Doylestown.
Nice gig. Nice.
There, so,
not a bad life, man.
I play some round. I play a lot of golf, actually, with Coach Cully.
He's
one of my close friends. So,
he's a great guy. Great player.
I want that guy back coaching all right.
Yeah. Hey, he's done a fantastic job with these wide receivers. Thanks so much, Casey. And Colin will take your information. Mike Patterson, autographed ball coming
Thank
your
you
way.
Thank you very much. Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year.
Thank you, too, Casey. That we are promoting with the Washington Redskins. And we want you to take part in it. And you're going to love this. Okay, so here's the deal. As I get the deal for you. Ryan, where's the deal? Oh, here we go. Okay, so go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/social showdown. On New Year's Day, click on the big like button to vote for your Eagles. Voting will not be activated until the start of the game. From kickoff to the final whistle, Eagles fans have an opportunity to battle it out with the Redskins fans off the field in the 2012 social showdown. The team with the most votes at the end of the game wins. Keep up with the live conversation by using #BeatRedskins and on Twitter. You can also stay connected with Eagles on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. So do that. Make sure you log in here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com on game day at kickoff and click the like button to vote for the Eagles. It's our social showdown against the Washington Redskins. So take part in it and show that you Eagles fans rock it out and kick butt off the field as well. Let's take a little break here. When we come back, we go into the locker room. Do we have Michael Vick? No. But we will. We hope. And if not, we'll have it on Nightly tonight. Eagles, Redskins, how focused are the players for this game? We're going to find out that in just a moment.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
To show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Hey Eagles fan, it's Dominique Rogers Cromartie, and I want to thank you for your support and have a happy holidays.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Pa, what shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
Throughout the existence of the Eagles franchise, its loyal supporters have witnessed astounding performances by the men who have lined up in the backfield. Brian Westbrook, Deuce Staley, Ricky Waters, Wilbert Montgomery, Tom Wodisik, Timmy Brown. Hearing their names conjures vivid images of magnificent moves, breakaway speed, and moments that have taken our breath away. Times change, but some feats are so extraordinary that we record them so they will not be soon forgotten. 65 seasons ago, Steve Van Buren scored 18 touchdowns in a single season, a mark that has withstood the test of time as this historic franchise's greatest total until now.
Vick under center to McCoy, and he walks in! Touchdown, Shady McCoy, the Eagles' all-time season touchdown leader and all-time rushing touchdown leader as he eclipsed the marks of the great Steve Van Buren set back in 1945.
Each time he touches the ball, LeSean McCoy continues to rewrite the franchise record book while inspiring a city that takes pride in calling a player with so much heart our own. Congratulations, LeSean, on capturing our imaginations and reminding us why we love this game so much.
All right, we're back. Dave Spadaro with you. Hey, we've been giving away prizes all day. It's part of our fan appreciation week here at Philadelphia Eagles. We're also giving away nearly 100 prizes to fans as part of our fan appreciation week sweepstakes. We ask you, Eagles fans, go to philadelphiaeagles.com/fans, and you can register, and perhaps you will win one of these great prizes as well. We're also holding a daily Twitter. Fans can follow at Eagles on Twitter for more information. So go to philadelphiaeagles.com/fans, win prizes, have fun. Fans, we love you. Thanks so much for another great season. Let's go to another great fan. Manny in Miami joins us. Hi, Manny.
Hey, Dave. How you doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Tell you, it's not the way that we would have liked it, you know what I'm saying? But it's good to end it on the right foot, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
We started off slow, unfortunately. There were about 3-4 games that we should have won, but we didn't, so that's the past. But I really am looking forward to next year, especially the offensive line. Hopefully we re-sign Mathis. I think that core right there is going to be good for years and years to come. Like to see a little bit on the defensive side, see what they do in the draft, see what happens with Asante Samuel, you know what I'm saying? That's a thing I guess they're going to look at.
Agreed.
And the big question everybody's looking at is DeSean Jackson. You know, do we resign or do we not? I had heard you ask a fan on Monday that you wouldn't pay him top five, and I totally agree with you. Saying that, I'll probably pay him maybe top 10, 15. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I do.
I believe the guaranteed money, I believe, should be around 20 to 25 mil.
Let's make a deal, my man. Let's make a deal.
I really don't know what DeSean Jackson wants. He probably wants a lot because, of course, it's Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah.
You know? But we shall see what happens, Dave. I mean, it's just going to be a very interesting offseason. Very interesting.
It is, Manny. It's going to be a very long offseason.
For sure it's going to be a long offseason.
I'm not even sure if I'm going to watch the playoffs because I'm just so... I love the game of football.
You know what, Dave? I think I'm going to work on those days because I really don't care. I mean, you met me, man.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I'm the biggest
Eagles fan here that Miami can have, you know what I'm saying? So if my Eagles aren't playing, I'm not watching.
Yeah. It's a tough call. I mean, I love the game so much, and I think the NFL is the best business out there, but I don't – it's just so disappointing to not be part of it this year.
Yeah, it's not the same when the Eagles aren't playing. I mean, you know, to me personally, it's not the same at all.
I agree.
You know, I don't jump off the couch – I don't scream. I don't yell. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the same.
Unless somebody's having a big party, I'm not
feeling anymore.
Yeah, unless somebody's having a big party, I don't think I'm gonna be part. I'm gonna take my.
The problem is my girl is a Patriot fan and my best friend's a Cowboy fan, so I'm definitely not going to either or.
Who wins? Cowboys Giants.
I believe we actually did the New York team a favor. I know that they say that Romo's hand's gonna heal down. But you got to remember, it's a bruise on top of the muscle or the bone. And he's going to New York where it's cold at night. So I believe, you know, if somebody can get a hit on it, might get inflamed again. But I'm not a doctor. But I kind of think that kind of did them a favor. I think the Giants' pass rush, especially, Pierre Paul, Jesus. Dave. All these players that we could have had. Earl Thomas. In the Pro Bowl. So painful.
So do you got a score for this game?
Yes. I've always picked a close scoring game, but screw this, man. I'm going to go with Philadelphia Eagles 42, Washington Redskins 10.
You're the man. Manny, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Do we have Cullen Jenkins ready to go? Let's do it. Let's go into the Eagles locker room and talk to Cullen Jenkins, first alternate for the NFC in the 2012 NFC-AFC Pro Bowl.
Your whole career on, you know, it's not something that, you know, it's gonna, you know, affect me that much from it.
Well, you will root for those guys to go to the Super Bowl, one of them.
Yeah, you might, you know, sit back watching, you know, playing a little heavy favorite to their teams now.
Colin, I don't know how many times you've approached a game where it's the last one and there's no playoffs. How do you get up for that game and play your best?
You just got to look at it. You know, it's an opportunity to win. We still got a chance here to close out, you know, on a heck of a high note here. If we can finish up 8-8, you know, after the way we started, you know, we haven't been, you know, 500 since week two. So, you know, to finish up 8-8, you know, with a four-game win streak, I think that'll be tremendous, you know, just for the experience of the team, you know, the confidence. You know, it's a lot of the building going into the offseason.
You came from a Super Bowl team, and now you're looking to be excited about 8-8. How does that compute?
You know, this is how the league is. You know, see, this is 8 years for me now, and, you know, that's how it goes. You have up and down years, you know, and you can't get too high in the up times, and, you know, you can't get too low in the down time. You know, you got to try to find, you know, whatever it is that you can out of it to help you improve, you know, or help you get better. And, you know, that's just the way you got to look at it.
There's been a lot of talk about carrying things over, momentum in the next year and building. I mean, do you think there's anything to that? Is there kind of like that kind of progression? Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's something that's huge. You know, heck, even if you look at Green Bay, what we did at the end of the season last year, you know, and that carried over with them into this year. And, you know, that's happened for us a couple times out there, you know, while I was there. So, you know, I think that is something that, you know, especially for the young guys, you know, or the people coming in, is that you kind of get a taste of, you know, that winning. You know, like, man, we done won four games straight. You know, we can do this. So then, you know, for all the young guys or everything they're approaching next year is, you know, they want to go through that again. They don't want to go through the losing part. And then they know that we have the ability to do that.
Colin, there's always been, I don't know, this season there's been questions about Juan Castillo. But obviously over the last 3 weeks, this team has played better. What has he done better, and why do you think that he has done a better job and there shouldn't be questions, if in fact you do?
I think it's more with the players. You know, I think that, you know, it's a lot more experience, you know, with everybody playing together. I think people are really stepping up, you know, and making their plays, you know, when they're put in position to. As for earlier in the season, you know, we weren't doing that very well. And obviously when that happens, you know, it all reflects on the coaches, you know, and everybody
Do you think Juan has put you in better positions, or the players have just played better?
I think the players have just stepped it up more. You know, we were put in good position earlier in the year, and, you know, we didn't come away with the, you know, the plays or the victories when we needed them.
Why do you think it took so long to get to that point, to this defensive level that you've had the last 3 weeks?
You know, I think maybe people, you know, we were just kind of, maybe it was an adjustment, you know, maybe it was just, you know, not the sense of urgency or not the unity. You know, there's a lot of things that you can sit there and think about, you know, but, you know, we just, for whatever, we didn't do it early, you know, but it's something that, you know, we've pulled together. You know, this team's had a lot of resolve and a lot of fight in them, and, you know, that's good. That's something that you have to have and something you look for.
Would it be better for the players if upper management came out and said, you know, Andy's going to be the coach next season, Juan's going to be the defensive coordinator? Do you guys want that?